Welcome. A really important lesson that has come clear to me over the past month. Some people have shown up in my life in the most amazing ways. People who I did not consider the best of friends have shown up like the best of friends. And going forward, I think they will be the best of friends. And yet other people who I considered the best of friends over the past month have disappeared. You know, I mean, you just hope to hear from your close friends during a challenging time. One person was a best man in my wedding. He hasn't called me one time in the past month. It is a really important lesson that our friendships change over time. Yes, we can hold tight and try to keep the same people as our closest friends our whole life. But I'm learning that doesn't allow room for love and friendship to evolve. Sometimes a long, hard reset might come with disappointment because you wished for more from certain people. But ultimately, a long, hard reset is good for the heart and the soul. So I've decided I'm not going to reach out to these friends and ask where they were the past month. It's just clear to me that I was long overdue to turn things off and turn them back on. I think the pandemic offers everyone that long, hard reset. It offers the opportunity to ask what and who is showing up for you during this time, and what and who is not showing up for you during this time. One of you in this program shared with me yesterday you've experienced a deep loneliness during the pandemic, but that has also given you the opportunity to recognize the kind of friendships you want to cultivate going forward. I can relate to that. Maybe you can too. Over the past few weeks, I've spoken to several fathers who have walked their child through what we are walking our daughter through right now. And these fathers have felt to me like kindred spirits. One of them I call several times a week, and I share with him my emotions, my triumphs, the setbacks. He has become like a best friend that I've never met. We speak the same language. I think I told him I loved him because, you know, you say things like that when you're vulnerable. I think he thought it was a little weird. Anyway, I'm dishing out a lot of I love yous these days. That's what happens when your heart is opened. And I just want to present this thought to you today. If you aren't already doing a long, hard reset with your friendships and the people in your life, now is a hell of a time to do it. I have one very close friend who's been telling me this for years. It's important to explore new friendships. You can't have the same best friends that you've had in high school and college. I've held so tightly to those people. I think we're all changing right now in dramatic ways. And to expect our relationships to stay the same is just not realistic. Question for you. What can you let go of right now? Whether a friendship, a habit, a pattern of thinking and living. In letting go, you might feel exuberance, liberation, or possibly disappointment. It seems like the way of the world as we start to sense life post-pandemic. Too much of anything is just too much. A great quote. The greatest step toward a life of simplicity is to learn to let go. Take a moment to get more comfortable. And today is a meditation to release and relax. In a world where the default is to cling tightly, release and relax. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to experience a long, hard reset. Release and relax. Release and relax. if your attention wandered, release and relax. Coming back to the moment. A lesson I've been learning, which of course I'm going to share with you. During a most intense month, some people have shown up in the most amazing ways. People I did not consider the best of friends have shown up like the best of friends. And going forward, I think they'll be the best of friends. And other people who I truly consider the best of friends, over the past month, they've disappeared. Instead of trying to understand why, this is such an auspicious time for all of us to reset. The greatest step toward a life of simplicity is to learn to let go. See you tomorrow. Peace.